I didn't even know whether I was going to be going on this trip simply because a couple of weeks before I went, I had this huge big kidney stone. It was about that big. And I thought, Lord, if you don't want me to go, you'll use that to stop me. And all the way through, I was praying, do you want me to go or don't you want me to go? You could stop this. That was actually dealt with, and I got clearance just a few days before I left. And it's like God was really leading us. When we met together as a team, I think just a couple of days before we left, and also actually as we hopped on the plane, it's like all of a sudden, I don't know how you guys felt, but I felt that we were just meant to be together. And the way that things unwrapped, the way that things unraveled, and every part that each person played was absolutely perfect. And I'd like to introduce you to the team this morning. Come on, come on, come on up. Yeah, Nancy and Sam, Rosemary and Graham. And Rani is not here with us, but we... Oh, here we are. There's the team. So looking a bit... I think it was after about... How many hours travelling on that one? But, yeah. that was about 14 hours travel. But can I just say that it just amazed me how God had put this team together and how each person played this beautiful part as we were a multicultural group. And I think that in itself basically just spoke heaps to people. I didn't realize how much they were watching us, how we interacted with each other, just a whole lot of little things that I think I wasn't aware of, but it spoke volumes to the Indian community, and I believe the Chinese community when we were in Singapore as well, the Singaporeans. It was absolutely amazing. So what I'm going to do now, because I could just keep talking, I'm going to hand the microphone over to Graham, and then Graham's going to hand it over to Rosemary, and then Nancy and Sam, and I'm going to do my best to wrap up if there's time. Hang on a second. So we'll just sit over here.
Oh, well, here's a well-known person, famous in Wellington. And in Uttarakhand, which is the state we were in India. And this is in Dehradun, just one of the malls in Dehradun. Crossing that street by foot is actually an incredibly dangerous enterprise. And Sam and I got quite good at it, but it was quite difficult, as it happens. And this is part of the town with the foothills of the Himalayas behind. And so we spent about a week at this school, Vineyard School of Ministry, in the Vineyard Church in Dehradun. And that's in this town here. Okay, well, this is the team. We had some amazing food, and that was incredibly good and healthy, and we were all fine. And this is the students who were at the School of Ministry from various parts of India, quite a few from a place called Berhampur in Orissa, a group called Love the One, and they're all involved in medical work of some sort. So anyway, that was one group, but those are the people who were there for 7 weeks. With 4 or 5 sessions a day. So they kept us busy and they kept very busy too. But we had a great time with them. Okay. I want to talk about the prayer team, first of all, because we have amazing people of prayer in the church here. And it was like you were with us on the trip, because there was so much interaction between us and so much good stuff happening as a result of that. And one of them was that all the planes we went on did connect, and we did get there. So that was cool. I'm going to talk a little bit about the fact that Alison had set up a group on Facebook called Incense, which was a sort of secret group, because some of the stuff we were discussing was not really public. People posted things, visions, things that God had revealed to them on that. And I'm going to talk about the rainbow, because one day we got this this message from someone in the group about the light and the colors. In fact, Stu had this amazing vision, which started off in black and white. I should get Stu to explain this to you. And what happened is that when the water began to overflow, everything it touched changed to color. And that was the beginning of the ministry of water, transforming situations and people. And it was great. And just at the time that arrived, I was teaching my topic for the several days of the school was the covenant of grace. And I was talking about Noah's covenant on this day and the covenant of the rainbow. And so all the colors came into that. Marty had been speaking on the colors as well. And while I was talking, my phone sort of went bling, which was sitting because I was using it. And up came this picture on my phone from someone in Christchurch, from the church there, who I hadn't even contacted probably for about 3 years. And this suddenly is bling, you know. So it was like there's all these things coming together. It was just very encouraging and very amazing. And another one I thought I'd mention, because there are so many, I can't mention them all, but this was a word that James sent to us. James sent another passage about buckets of water overflowing. And in Chandigarh, the Lord gave us this passage here from Numbers. And this was so amazing because I could say, how beautiful are your tents, O Chandigarh, your dwelling places, Uttarakhand. Like valleys, they spread out like gardens beside a river. So we could claim this for ourselves. How beautiful are your tents, O vineyard, your dwelling places, Wellington. Like valleys, they spread out like gardens beside a river, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters. Water will flow from their buckets. Their seed will have abundant water. And this was part of the vision, the seed coming to life and new life and new growth. And so there was a real interaction between people here who were praying and us who were ministering and also praying. So it was great. I want to tell you one more thing. This little girl, as a daughter of a couple in Chandigarh who are planting a church there, a vineyard church, and she didn't normally dress like that, but Ed and Laura had sent some presents, including that thing on her head, and once she got it on her head, it stayed there. But she's 3 years old, and she goes to school because, unfortunately, you have to learn three languages at that age in India. Anyway, she was really into the ministry. In fact, one time when they were praying for us as a team, I felt this tiny little hand on my back, and it was her. And one day when we were at the house having a meeting, she came over with this big doll of hers, and she laid it out on her knees, and then she put a hand on it, like praying for healing on a doll. So I put my hand on the doll and we prayed. And then she moved her hand onto another part of the doll and we prayed. And then she put her hand on herself. And so we prayed for her. And then she kept trying to tell me something which I couldn't quite get about school. She kept saying school. So I said, all right, let's pray about school. So we prayed about that. And that was it. And the next day, and I hadn't mentioned it to anyone, the next day her mother said, you know, amazing thing happened today. When I took her to school and picked her up today, it was the first time since she started school that she didn't cry when she went to school and cry when I collected her. And so that's amazing, isn't it? So it was, you know, not surprising that in people going from Vineyard Church in Wellington would have a ministry to children and families, which was a really important part of our time, was the children. Okay, so the last thing we did was we had great protection. This monkey here, they're big, they're langurs. They get up to 60 kgs, you know. That one had a little young one nestled in. And that's how close. They're very friendly and relaxed. There's another group of monkeys which are not, but we saw those too. But these ones were good. That was up in Missouri, up in the mountains. Okay. So, Rosemary.
Well, you won't be surprised to know that Marty was talking about the river, right? And we had to have a good soak in the river. And so one day we really set aside a large amount of time just to soaking in the river after he'd been speaking. And you'll remember from that illustration the kind of things that that he'd been sharing about the river. And I'll just tell about, there were a lot of things went on for everybody, but just I'd like to share what happened for me. Almost immediately, I felt the Lord said to me, just prostrate yourself in the river, which I did. And he said, and don't get up until the music stops, which was a long time. I don't know, was it 2 hours or something? It was probably about 2 hours. But the time just flew. It wasn't concrete floor, but it wasn't an issue at all. And different people played worship very gently, and some people danced, and some people prostrated themselves as well, and some people knelt, and some people sat at the side, and all sorts of things went on. But during that time, for me, the most amazing thing was that I could just see the whole room just full of angels. And I remember saying to the Lord, it's great seeing angels, but I really want to see you. And then there he was in the very middle of the river, and he was wearing a very simple white garment, bare head and bare feet. So simple. And it just really moved me tremendously. And at the end, when we were sharing some of the things that we'd had or experienced, Sonny, who is the pastor of that church, said he also saw Jesus in the river. He also saw him very simple in white with bare feet. And then the girl who was translating for us, Areti from Berhampore, she also had the same vision of Jesus, very simple, just in white. It's just the picture of him in the greatest simplicity and peasant gear, just with bare feet like everybody else who was there, because we were all in bare feet. And it was, I can't tell you how privileged we were to have him. Well, we know he's there, but when we actually see him. And then as I was leaving later, Rania was beside me, and she said, I saw Jesus as well. I saw him the same way, in white, with bare feet. But she said, I saw him with my mother. Rania had told us her story, and her mother had been killed in front of her when she was 3 years old. She and her brother, who was, I think he was four, they were both preschoolers. A hot summer day, they'd been in the house, and it was during the Civil War of Lebanon. Some soldiers had burst into the house, I think about four of them. The children had been hiding behind the door, but they'd watched their mother as she screamed while they slit her throat and cut her wrists and her feet and slashed a big cross on her chest. They saw her die, but they didn't understand death, so they tried to get her to wake up. And they remained with her for probably 2 days until neighbors found them, and they were taken to prison by the Syrian army. And they were there until they were rescued by a prisoner exchange. And that memory was so terrible and such a nightmare for her. And she continued to have that nightmare over and over in her mind from the time she was little to when she was 18, and God set her free from that terrible memory. So she said from the age of 18, she'd never seen any vision of her mother at all. And then this day in the river, for the first time, she said, I saw my mother, but she was in a beautiful place with Jesus. And she was praying for him and for her, for Rania and Rania's brother, who's also a worship leader in their church. So wonderful. For those of you who don't know, the church helps to support Rania. Rania works now. God has redeemed her situation to the extent that she now ministers primarily to street children and now especially to Syrian refugee children who've also been through the sort of terrible traumas that she's been through. And so she understands them, and her story is, and we found in Lebanon too, people said, your story is our story. When we went to Chandigarh, we had no idea that up in Chandigarh, the pastor Kangam and many of his relatives had been through a comparable civil war situation. And when they heard her story, they unlocked all this past memory. None of us had the faintest idea what they'd been through. Horrific things, very, very similar to what she had endured. So that really released a whole depth of ministry in that area as well. There's one more thing I wanted to say, and that was, again, it links up with the idea of seed and water. We had rain every day. It just rained and rained. Lovely, hot, wet monsoon rain. Beautiful. And the place was so fresh and green and so beautiful. I think this vision came over a period of time, and I'm not quite sure, but I think it started on the bus on the way to Chandigarh from there, at least in the van, on the way from Chandigarh to... Sorry, from Dehradun to Chandigarh. And it first of all was just a huge rhythmic sound. It felt like the whole earth was just shaking, but it was a rhythmic shaking. And I thought, I should recognize that sound. I should recognize that rhythm. It's God speaking. God speaking, but what is he saying? I could just hear it. Boom, 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 and the whole place was shaking. And then I became aware that it was those very famous words, "My word, which goes forth from my mouth, shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I purpose. It shall prosper in the thing to which I send it." And it came like huge three-dimensional words, and they were all sort of alive and creating crops and fertility. It was the most extraordinary vision. It was very, very verbal as well as visual, and strong and vibrating. It was all the senses. And then I was aware of God way above on his throne. And he was there, and his servants, whether they were angels or human, I don't know, but his angels were being summoned to do his bidding, and he was writing, and then servants were fleeing in different directions to accomplish his word. And I just felt it was such a picture of what God is doing in India, but also what God's doing here in New Zealand. And, you know, it is his word. It's his word that's being fulfilled. He's given prophetic words, you know, he's given them to us. We really so feasted on the words that you people sent from incense. And even today we had prophetic words. They are so powerful. And he's saying they will not return to him void. They will accomplish what he purposes. They're fruitful. They're fertile. They will accomplish it. And I just sense the authority of God behind that in a way I've never sensed it before. The king has issued those commands. Amazing.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Right. One thing I really learned a lot in this trip. The VSOM, the team there, 7 weeks over there. A lot of them are low income family, and they bring their whole family there because there's no other place they can put them, and there's no childcare while the children were there. So the parents will attend the class when the children sort of running around the compound by themselves, and some of them have no income for 7 weeks while they're doing that. Some of them are bus drivers, some of them, you know, the lucky ones who are teachers, they're in holiday, they might get something, but the bus driver will get nothing. Which really touched me in a way that, you know, when I complain about my income compared to theirs, and they can forgive 7 weeks of no pay and attend something like that. It's really, really mind-opening. And they are really hungry for Christ, for Jesus, for anything. And... yeah, it's really a learning for us, for me and Nancy. Well, one of the couple that the Nancy attend to during the prayer time, the husband is really troubled. because they only have, I think, over 1 year old, 1.5 year old. And the boy has been going around picking everything and putting it into his mouth, including ants and mouse dropping. So the father is very distressed, the mother is very stressed because of, you know, they want to attend, but they can't make it and this sort of thing. So we pray for them, and Marty sort of advised them that it's all right if one of you sort of take time, you know. One attend, another one will look after the kid because God will understand you. And during the one of the next day ministry, ministering them, the wife keep on falling when Marty touched her. And there's a manifestation going on. And when we pray for her, myself and Rosemary and a few others pray for her, she got up, but she walked away. She don't want any more prayers. And we look at each other and say, it's not gone yet, it's still there. So we sort of tried to talk to her husband, because she doesn't speak English, so it's quite hard to explain anything to her. So we talked to her husband. And then after lunch, the two of them came back. So the whole group of us attend to her. And then she felt some guilt that she's not attending the class full time. So we sort of pray for that. And then later on, she started to open up and say, actually, there's something else. She was, because she her family is still Hindu, and they worship. And then when she went back to her family, she started eating the food that has been offered to the idols. So she felt that sort of persecution, so there was guilt in her. So Rosemary bring out a series of repentance, and through translation, we talk to her. And immediately you can see her face start to change. It starts to lighten up, and level by each time. By the halfway, I think there's about 12 of them, repentance we're going through. I mean, all of us pray with her at the same time. You can see her face start to lighten up. And by the last one, she looked very different from the... She got a very stressed, very worried look to the very calm and very peaceful look. Total change. And then after that, we pray Holy Spirit into her, everything, and she's totally a changed person. So these are the things that we're seeing, which we see. I mean, to me, it's like we see God move mightily over there. I mean, yeah, we can see things happening. Yeah, when in Chandragra, we have a youth group that I'm glad that I'm qualified because I'm 53. Yeah, well, they didn't ask our age, so we just went. So, yeah, in that group, we share our testimony of how we come to faith and how we forego our idols and things like that. And Rania shared her story. Somehow, our story touched the two female who were attending the youth group. One of them sort of come to their meeting, but not committed. Another one just come, but after our testimony, one of them sort of start accepting Jesus. Another one start reading the Bible. She never did that. She was given a Bible. She never touched it or do anything, but after that testimony, they start to change. And one of the youth who is a teacher, he told that to his other teachers, and the teacher said, go and talk to the headmaster. Get Rania in and tell her story to us. We want to hear her story. So he went to approach the headmaster. This is St. Stephen Church in St. Stephen School. I'm not sure college or St. Stephen College school in Chandragarh. And headmaster said, yep, get them in. So Rania went there and tell her testimony to the teachers. And after that, we went to prayers. Yeah, these are the teachers. And these are the one that who stay back to have refreshment. Some of the teachers have gone back after that. So it was quite amazing. Yes, it was quite an amazing experience over there. Yes.
First of all, I would like to thank you the prayer teams that pray for us. It's really encouraging and give me lots of confidence and faith. And also, I would like to thank Catherine for the flags. It was so beautiful, the flags. The church, you can see Pastor Sunny, he said, I'm keeping the flags. You know, he just not, you know, letting it go. And same as the team in Chantaga, they love the flags. Like I was talking to Rina, she said they've been using the flag, worshipping every Sunday. We were doing that, you know, the rivers, the rivers of waters, and then that day we brought the flags to the school as well. For some reason, I think you took the flags out and then you passed it to one of the girls, and then later on the flag was just sitting there. And then when Marty start with the jumping into the water, I think I'm one of the few that jump straight into the water and swim, and then, you know, having fun, and then just like something prompting me that pick up the flags. So I just pick the flags up, and there I go, boom, you know, running up and down the rivers, and oh gosh, like I'm 50, I'm like just like I'm become 5-year-old, you know. It was so much fun, so much joy, you know, so much love in that water when we were in there. Like, you know, every one of us got touched, and I just can't describe how, you know, happy I was in the water. Like, it's just like I'm not coming out, you know, and I'm running up and down with the flags. Like, it was so, so much fun. Just like this morning, you know, again, I got this voice like, pick up the flags. Don't be a, you know, don't be afraid. Don't restrict yourself. You know, like in another word, don't be a chicken. So, oh yeah, again, you know, the flag is actually, I don't know, if for me, it's something like, you know, I thank God, you know, for rescuing me, you know, pull me out from my previous belief. So it's the way of I'm thanking Him. So, yeah, I think the flag should come up more often. Like, God really happy to see the flags, you know, like it's part of our worshiping something. Yeah, that's what I... Thank you.
So how do I try and wrap all that up? I can't, I've got so much stuff here. But I'm not going to be able to. We really do have so many stories, but just a bit of an explanation for some of you that don't understand what we're talking about. We're talking about the river. This is certainly something that the Father showed us when we arrived. As I was flying into Dehradun, the Lord gave me a couple of pictures, and it's like I really didn't know what we're going to be talking about. The first picture He gave me was a breastplate. I just saw this breastplate, and I saw this breastplate as it talks about in Ephesians, and I could see this breastplate. It was silver, it was glowing, it was shining, and I thought, what on earth is that? Just like a little snapshot. Well, it so happened that after about 30 hours flying and a 2 hours rest in the hotel, we went straight to the home group. And the home group, they said, you're speaking. And I thought, what am I going to speak to? What am I going to talk about? First thing was the breastplate. So I just referred back to Ephesians 6, verse whatever it is, I've forgotten. But anyway, verse 6, something like that, where it talks about the breastplate of righteousness. And so I just started to minister that, and then the whole team started to share. So that was significant. That was actually very significant for the students. And the second one was, as the plane was flying into Dehradun, I could see the riverbed, and the riverbed had one tree in the middle. There were trees right up to the edge of the riverbed. Then there was just one tree in the middle of this riverbed, but it had lots of growth on it. And I thought, what does that? That just stayed in my mind. Again, the Lord used that as a, I guess, symbolic form, picture form, vision form for us to be able to minister in a situation where I wasn't expecting to minister, and we used that to minister to, I think, both in Dehradun, but also especially in Chendigar. And it's so, And the other thing was actually this other one. I'm going to finish off with this. So many pictures. God is so good, you see. We're on the move. We know that you guys are praying for us. And we just knew. None of us got sick. You know, it was actually everything was just beautiful the way everything came together. It was like you felt encapsulated by the presence of God and everything we did. It was just an amazing. And I have to say this. The students there are amazing. The students and the team that they've gathered around them to plant this church in Chendigar, they're so well educated. You know, they've got degrees in medicine, they've got degrees in law and commerce and everything you can think of. And some of them are actually taking on roles like being teachers at the school because that's where their passion is. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't believe the quality of young men and young women that these guys have surrounded themselves with. And just there, I think Rania said this. She said, if I've learned one thing on this trip coming from Lebanon, and she went through a whole process of incredible healing, amazing healing through the team and ministry. She said, one thing that's spoken to me, she said, the humility of the people that are there. And I thought, that's a big thing. So what I saw on this particular day was I saw this river. I saw this thing at the top. See that? A stream coming down. And then there were pools. And I couldn't work out what it was. I thought, I love getting into this river because it just excites me. Whole Revelation 22, a vision the Lord showed me many, many years ago. And it's like, I love that. I think we're called to dive into this river. But what the Lord was saying to us is that there are times to get into the river. There are times we need to just dive into His presence, to times to dive into the Holy Spirit and relax, you know, just get carried along as it talks about in Ezekiel 47. But there's also times when we need to come into a place of rest. It's still moving. It's not stagnant. It's still moving. It's a place that it talks about in Psalm 23, a place of rest. And then you jump back into the river again. The still waters, and you jump back and you go. And I think that's what He wants. I think that's what He wants us to leave with you guys today. Is let us not try and do things in our own strength. In fact, the Lord gave me an A. I'm not going to read it out. The Lord gave me an A for prophecy last night, which I have to get some interpretation. I haven't got time for that this morning. But the thing is this, that He wants us to use what He's given to us. I felt that when I was up here I wasn't preaching last week, but when I walked out here, I felt the Lord say, have a word for this church, and it's this, that He's given everybody here gifts. Every person here has a gift. I felt the Lord saying, don't sit on that gift. It's time to use that gift. And I was speaking to a young man during the week who's been going through some pretty stressful stuff in his work situation. And he said, you know, so I was trying to encourage him about this. And he said, you know, I think I'll go and sign up for helping with the Rug Rockers. So I'm going. I thought, yes, get beyond your own self and start to serve and use the gifts that God's got for you. So that's what I feel the Lord's saying. And I think the other thing too is it's time for us to. There are times for us to jump into that river, and to get carried along with the water. I know we're talking about a symbolic, imaginary thing, but it is a river, and the river is with Him. It's the river of life. He said that He's come to give us and teach us a new and living way, and we need to jump into that, and not be afraid to get. We sang that this morning. Not to be afraid to get out of our depth, because we won't sink. We'll eventually come up, catch a breath, and get carried along. But there's also places and spaces where we need to come into His rest. I do that daily, and the Lord's been putting some pressure on me recently to do it even more, because He doesn't want us to function out of our own strength. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit. And it doesn't matter what occupation we've got, doesn't matter where we are, I think that we need to learn to function out of a place of His presence. So I don't know. Look, I'm going to sort of finish on that. And there's just so many things that I could tell you. And I'm not even going to get there. Can we just put that symbol up of Singapore? When we went to Singapore, I really thought that we were going to be ministering. Actually, I ended up ministering. That was quite an amazing thing. But when we were in Singapore, we went to a small church, And we were able to spend time in that church literally soaking in his presence. And this is where that verse that you had, that vision that you had, James, about us coming back with something. It's like we were being filled up, but we're never, ever running dry. Filled up. And what we could see was basically, and the Lord gave us a word about this and you confirmed it, that it'd be like a sprinkler following us where we're going. And that's in a sense what I feel this morning. And we're not going to have time to go into a ministry time, but we would love to pray for everybody. We really, really would. I don't know how we're going to do that because I've gone well over time. But as we were going to our final meeting in Singapore, the Lord, we saw this symbol of the MRT, which is their rapid transport system, and it just stayed in my mind. I thought, what is that? Bang, in my mind, took a photo of it. So we were soaking in the Lord's presence in this church because it was prophetic worship, and that's what they were doing that particular night. And I was just lying on the floor, just really soaking. And then they came up, and I said, and then the Lord started to unwrap this prophecy. And I thought, okay, this is a word for Singapore. This is word for Singapore, but I'm not going to give it because unless you make an opening. Anyway, they came up to me at the end of that time and said, look, would you like to come up and teach for 10 minutes? So I had 10 minutes. So I got up there and I opened up my phone with the symbol on it, and I went to read from Revelation 22. I thought, there's something interesting here. It's to do with the move of the Spirit that I believe the Father's going to release on that city, on that great nation. And I was standing there and I opened up this phone with this picture, and I started to show it to Gloria, who was the interpreter. The next minute, she's on the floor. So I said, okay, she got back up, and I said, right, I'm going to read from Revelation 22, and started, next minute, she's on the floor. So I thought, okay. so she was dragged off. They brought somebody else up, and I'm starting. So and I think that personally fell on the floor as well. So what I'm trying to say is this: that you see, the Lord can take these things. And I can't remember exactly what I shared, but we just had 10 minutes to share from my heart. And it's like everything just came together beautifully. Then we went and sat down. Then I finished the evening off, and this was something rather special. We were just sitting on the floor there because they'd moved all the chairs out. The next minute there's about 12 to 15 people just sitting around asking all these questions about the Holy Spirit, just asking all these questions. And I thought, now this is the place where I'd like to be. And it actually reminded me of a time when I was in Singapore in 1969, and something very, very similar happened with the students from the university there. And I thought, now I've got to go back to that place. So what am I saying? I'm saying this, that we went there and received. And I'm hoping that what we've shared with you this morning has been something that we're giving back to you. But why don't we just stand up? If you'd like any of the team members to pray for you, we would love to do that. And I was hoping this morning we're going to jump into the river, but we haven't got time. So why don't we just do something? Just hold hands with each other, because we're talking about family this morning. Hey, talking about family this morning. So Father, and I'm just going to believe the Lord's going to do something here this morning, righto? Yep. So I'm just inviting the Holy Spirit just to come here now, Lord. Lord, you know we're worried about the time, and I'm sorry, but Holy Spirit, would you please just touch lives this morning? As we're worshiping, Lord, I felt there was a shafts of light coming down from heaven and just touching people and bringing healing this morning. Healing of hurts. I don't know what it is, Lord, but can you please turn this moment into like 2 hours? Can you just, you can do that, Father. You're beyond time. So I'm asking, Father, this morning that as the team has shared, that something has touched hearts this morning. Would you come and heal hearts this morning, Lord? Would you come and invade our space this morning? Whatever needs there are in our workplaces, can you just deal to those right now? In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we just wait on you. Would you just please allow your presence to come, your light, which is beyond light, to come and penetrate and bring freedom this morning, because I ask it in Jesus' name. Let's just wait for it. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, let us wash in your river again this morning. Bring healing. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you for what you've done this morning. We give our lives back to you. Let us go out on the streets of this wonderful city and carry your presence. Father, my prayer would be, let us hear what you're saying and use the gifts that you've given to us. Every one of us, let's give them back to you. Because we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you very much. Thank you. If you'd like prayer for anything at all, the team's here, we would love to pray with you.